Hello again, welcome to Look and See. I'm Gordon Smith. Look and See is that place on the web where I publish some photographs every day, with those photographs being taken that day. Today it's Tuesday, November the 2nd, and this afternoon I took a trip down to the CBD. My theme for the day was signage, shop signage, mostly those under awnings. Well, today was a very pleasant day, very warm, even hot day. Overnight it was 14 Celsius, got up to 27 during the day. That's 57 to 80 Fahrenheit. So it was pretty warm when the dogs took me for a walk this morning. If you've come by this audio file on its own, the accompanying website is las.new-england.net.au. So today I decided that my theme was shop signs. So I proceeded to go to the business part of town and see what the under-awning signs and others looked like. I realize, of course, that this is a very visual experience. There's a lot to what the signs say in looking at them, so I'll do my very best to describe them for those people that might be listening to this without viewing the photographs. The first photograph is of a butcher's shop sign, quality meats, easy as pie, it says. And the sign behind it, further up the street, is a cafe sign. So it seemed to me to be a cute balance of the raw material and the end product. The raw and the processed, the input and the output. That same photograph shows the usual high contrast of a nice sunny day. The sky is a little bit burnt out because my photographs are of those things that are in shadow under the awnings. The second photograph is that great computer business in town, Computer Nerds. I love the honesty in advertising. Other signs to be seen in that photograph are for a pizza house. Great name though, Ferrari. It's even got red Go Fast stripes on the sign. And then lots of street signs on lampposts telling us about the town. Place of culture and education. Lots of schools in town. The next photograph is of a 1930s Art Deco even fascia to an older hotel. It's been nicely renovated, lots of nice finish paintwork to the outside of the hotel. It's called the Royal Hotel. And there are some signs for beer and accommodation. And round the back there's the bottle shop, that place to nip into to buy some alcohol on the way home. Or whatever. Nice blue sky up above and small clouds dotted here and there. We did have a bit of a storm later in the afternoon or early evening, but it didn't drop much rain. Lots of thunder and lightning though. I have to decide, do I switch off my PCs or not? But by the time I decided that I'd probably leave them on, the storm had passed anyway. The next photograph has a selection of shops being advertised. Trophy shop, a real estate shop, goes by the name of Hooker. Has connotations in other places, parts of the world, but Hooker here is a real estate chain. Shop called Yeppie. I have no idea what that is. Another real estate shop and a jeweler's shop. All advertising their place by signs hanging under awnings. awnings very useful in this part of the world to keep the sun off the shopper. Then the next photograph, a bit of a hodgepodge of signs everywhere. Financial planners, sandwich shop, technology specialist, another real estate shop, a bank, various colors, reds and greens, and the buildings have interesting color schemes, you know, sort of parchment colors with blue outlines and reddish, I guess you'd call it, corrugated iron roof. A very nice mix for the building. I'm not quite sure that it goes with the colours on the awnings. And finally, a couple of eating houses on each side of an investment office. So I guess you have your choice of places to go and have something to eat whilst pondering what those investments will be. I couldn't decide which sign was straight. They're at various angles. So what you see is what you get. It's one of the features of the under awning is the pressed metal feature, once very popular in Australia. Sadly, most of them are being ripped down and replaced by something deemed modern. Well, there you have my selection of photographs for the day, the theme being shop signs, signage, signs of the times. So thanks for dropping by today. Thanks for listening. I'm Gordon Smith. If you'd like to drop me a note, the email address is lookandsee@gmail.com. Thanks again, and please drop by again when you've got a minute or two. Bye for now.